This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Let's talk about sex, shall we?
I love that. Also, there's some technical difficulties going on, but we'll continue to broadcast and have a good old time.
Uh-oh.
The streaming is fine. The other part's messed up. See why it's a good idea to have streaming available?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk about a social psychologist and prominent, quote, sexpert.
Oh, yes.
A sexpert. That's a new title, isn't it?
No.
Well, no. We've had those on the show for 15 years.
Sexperts?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, this is Dr. Justin J. Lee Miller.
You forgot about Lori Loewenberger.
Oh, okay.
She was the sexpert we would have on.
Well, he collected data from more than 4,000 Americans about their sexual fantasy, and he published a book titled Tell Me What You Want.
Ah.
Yeah, so he
it's
found
it's not that easy, though.
It isn't that easy.
No, it's not.
No. And people want different things, not the same thing all the time. 1 in 7 people, according to Dr. Lee Miller.
Bye-bye. We're back.
Want to have sex with robots.
With robots.
So when he posed the question to these 4,000 people, he wanted to know how many people in the population really would rather have sex with a robot than a human. And, you know, they're starting to have these robot brothels in different parts of the world. So is that going to be a thing where these life-like, I don't know what you call them. Are they really robots, though? If it's, I mean, to me,
they're robo-hoes.
I mean, there's like the, you know, the...
They're hobots.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
it.
Better than calling them a robot because it's not like, you know, some kind of machine thing that you would have sex with.
It's a RoboCop. It's RoboThought.
Yeah. Something like that.
God bless. Everything's gone.
What?
Hobots is a thing.
Hobots.
It's already trademarked. Oh, God.
So
it's like robot dolls, but they have like huge jugs and stuff.
I'm really encouraged by this low number. I thought it would be like a lot more people are interested in this, but
yeah.
There might be a little bit of hope left for society if only a few people seem like they actually want to have sex with robots. Because does it appeal to anybody in the room? Like, really?
No.
Like, really?
No, I feel like it'd hurt unless I had WD-40.
But, I mean, in a real sense, don't you want to have some sort of connection with a living, breathing human being person?
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. It's like...
It's about heartbeats and vibrations. You have to understand that by now.
Yes, it's about having a connection with a real, living, breathing person.
Yeah. My problem is, what if my bot malfunctions?
You've been watching too much Westworld.
I mean, that's. I'd be afraid if you had like a hobot.
I like big bots.
And it attacked you. It would be like a disaster movie.
Oh my God, Becky!
Look at her bot.
Well, according to Urban Dictionary, a hobot is a porn robot disguised as an attractive female that sends you friend requests asking you to check out their webcam and meet them out somewhere. Do not fall for these guys.
No, don't do it.
Jeremy, didn't you say you were getting some hobots the other day on Facebook or something?
They're getting a lot of friend requests from, like, I'll tell you some of the names if they're still there. Like,
it's a hobot.
Yeah, I guess it would count as that. I don't know. I guess most of them got deleted, but it would be like some really hot blonde, and her name would be like Raheem.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the women, according to this study with Dr. Lee Miller, 10.7% of the women reported having a fantasy about having sex with a robot. God. The men were a little bit more. 17% of the men fantasized.
What about Peter Weller?
And then people who identified themselves as non-binary gender. That would be 22.8%. They would have sex with a robot.
You want to try it at least once? It's like a fleshlight, I guess.
No.
Same thing.
No.
I mean, you can still talk to your mate. And that,
not,
it's not
unless
cheating.
It's the end of time and there's none left. That is the only time.
Yeah.
The ugliest woman, if she's the last one left, she gets it.
What if I hold the legs for you?
And I do too.
I can see one situation where I might tolerate it. Is if he wanted a threesome and I said, okay, only with a robot, but I'm not touching it.
You would allow him to make love to the robot, but you would not.
No.
You wouldn't do that triangle thing?
No.
Where you like tried to smother the robot?
And no? I can't tell you, I can't be honest with you, if I wouldn't laugh if he was having sex with the robot.
What if he's got the flicker that works the face?
Oh.
No,
are you about
button.
To? No, my battery's low.
I'm just beeping because the battery's about to die. That's funny.
It's like you remote control. You gotta take the battery thing off, screw it around a little bit, and then hit it on your hand a few times, and then it works. You get the life out of it.
Better get some Duracell.
That's right.
It couldn't be a serious thing with me because it would probably.
Paige, you're being too rough.
I know.
I said two. That clearly feels like three.
And then you'd be so high maintenance, you would each have your own hobot. Like the woman would have, you know, I'd have Aquaman hobot and my husband boyfriend would have whoever.
You know, science fiction. Is it science? Because look at the Jetsons.
It becomes science in the future.
Everybody was alive except for what? The cleaning lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And was she more than the cleaning lady? Was George back there?
I thought the dog was a robot, too.
Astro was a dog, uh-huh. Yeah.
It was a robot?
Yeah. Wasn't he?
I didn't see much of it.
Astro was a dog.
I didn't like it.
Rosie
the robot. He's just gray, like a robot.
Clearly a robot. They identify her in her name.
Look kind of like Bender.
But see, Rosie, as in Rosie Palm?
Oh, no. There
Rosie
you go.
And her five friends?
That started the whole
mm-hmm.
thing.
That's where it came
okay.
from.
Okay, no robots in the house.
Oh. Boy, your mama sure does care about your schooling. Forrest Gump. Yeah.
I wish they said what she was doing up there.
Yeah.
What are we talking
but that's
about?
The thing, though. If there was a such thing, you go out to Costco, wherever, and get a sex robot, which ones would sell the most? The male version or the female version?
The female version would sell the most, by far.
Yeah. That's true.
Because I know if I had a sex robot and my friends saw it in the house, they would give me a lot of grief.
Were they going to charge you per pound? Like you're buying shrimp?
You dress it up like Santa Claus during the day and it'll sing as decoration.
The sex bot would be taken everywhere. It would be, you know, it would be kind of like a profit party.
You guys want one for the office?
It's room in the budget. Ridiculous.
I'm her plus one.
Yes.
At least you could drive home.
Yeah.
Robots can't get drunk.
I know.
Maybe I should get one for Christmas. Paige, you have my name.
Okay. Yeah. Well, aw. Now you know. I'm so sad.
They have them for free shipping with Prime.
Yeah, I had an extra $50,000, so I decided to get you a sex bot.
I bet it's more than that.
I don't know.
It's got to be waterproof, too. I want to shower with it.
Really? That's ridiculous. You don't want to have a short in your bot, though.
Bend over, terrible. And I'll show you.
Whew. All right, then. Well,
that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
I do a good robot, too, I've noticed.
That's what I was thinking.
Thank you.
So you've had sex with one.
I don't know, but just
with
Alexa. We had phone sex.
We're trying to get one for sale. I want to know. I want to make sure I got the right bot for you.
That's right.
All right. Well, how about this? There are pictures that surfaced on Instagram. There was a show December 9th in Fresno.
Yeah.
Metallica, the World Wired Tour, which is great, right? Everybody wants to go see that.
Takes advantage of people with speech impediments.
World Wired Tour.
World Wired Tour.
Yeah.
Urban
Tour.
December 9th in Fresno.
I mean, Rural Tour.
And a very famous person went to see Metallica and had his pictures taken with them. And that would be a famous rapper. I guess you'd call him that.
Who was it? Offset?
Post Malone?
Oh, yes.
Is he considered a rapper now?
Yeah. What do you mean now? When he was a country star, before he was discovered?
Is he considered a rapper now?
He dresses like Hank Williams Sr. He wears zoot suits.
He does. And Crocs that are specially made for him. So. Yeah.
He doesn't rap that much, though. He usually kind of sings a little bit. You know what I mean?
Same thing with Drake, though, right?
I don't consider Drake a rapper or a singer. He's just a guy.
He's a guy.
Who makes records that people buy.
Might be the Antichrist, too.
Possibly.
When he first came out, he was all thin and whiny, and then all of a sudden he disappears, comes back all ripped, has a beard, and suddenly everybody wants him.
Yeah.
He sold his soul to the devil.
Quite possibly.
Same like LeBron.
At Crossroads in Alabama.
That 6'6 thing. He's got the owl. You know what it means.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
YouTube it,
Dark Page. Side. Okay. Yeah. Well, not Post Malone. He hasn't done that. But secretly, all his life, he's loved rock music. So why not go see Metallica? And if you're in Fresno and you want a hot night out?
Yeah. Let's be honest. Post Malone secretly all his life has loved attention. That's why he was a country guy and a rap guy. Whatever his attention is what he wants.
But that's the thing, though. You got to find yourself. He's an entertainer. Yeah. There was a time when there was the cowboy version of me. There was hippie version of me. I had long hair and tripped acid and stabbed Germans.
Yeah.
There was
hippies don't stab Germans.
Break dance. Well, I did.
You were a fake hippie.
I was in the Grateful Dead because of a girl.
Yeah.
And then I was breakdancing Matt back in the late 80s. So there's been various versions of me. It was never an attention grab. It was just trying to figure out who I really was.
As far as trying to find out who you are, I mean, dude's still just 23 years old. Did I know exactly who I was at 23? No. Hell no, I didn't. Hell no. Not
when
at
he
all.
Gets older, will they call him Poster?
Maybe.
But it's just music. I mean, if you like music, you can go see anybody you choose to see. Who cares?
Has there been a musician in the 20th century that you could not define by a genre?
Yeah, I think it's more common now than it has in the 21st century, you mean? That's what you said, right?
But, in the 20th century, though. 21st century, a lot of it's a blur.
Yeah.
But prior to, hip-hop rock and all that stuff and disco funk, was there anybody who was non-defined? Because
we were talking about Queen earlier, man. They really walked a lot of different lines.
But so did Elvis, though.
Yeah, he did. He did gospel and rock and roll and rockabilly and bluesy stuff.
And hip-hop wasn't invented yet, so he couldn't have done that.
No, he would have.
Thank God he died.
Thank God he died before the 80s, him and Hendrix both.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly Jim Morrison.
Yeah. Then again, you have rock, soul, pop. Instead of, I think rock has more categories, alternative and, metal.
I think classification, even with, society, came with art. Because there was... That's where it all started, man. You could go and suddenly if someone said, that's a $1 million painting, it became a $1 million painting.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, you got a guy on the corner who's painting masterpieces for $5. It don't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Banksy.
but it's got to be defined. We have to say that. How does a new brand of clothing come out and sell $400 pants? They've not established themselves yet.
You got to be on a Kardashian.
It's the wildest thing, psychology with retail, man.
Yeah.
That's $400. I was on eBay last night. It said, marked down 88%. $400 is now, whatever. And I'm like, well, then it ain't worth that.
We talk about how much some of the Lego sets cost, but at least it makes sense because people line up to buy them for that amount of money.
The demand is there.
It is.
Yeah, kind of like when new sneakers come out. People line up to buy them for that. Some new kicks.
Yeah.
Like when the Jordan Monarch 11s are hitting soon. People are going to line up to buy them.
Them new Jordans are just, it's all just a reboot. It ain't even a reboot. They're just putting like a little hang tag on the end of it.
Yeah.
It's like normally, I remember back in the day when it had a hang tag on it, you took it off. Now it's an accessory. I don't get it.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Yeah, you are. You know Paige is waiting in line for some kind of handbag or something or another.
Oh, I've waited days for that.
Hey, you ain't done it.
You ain't done it. Don't you lie.
I never wait for
it. Get you a cooch purse.
Are you impatient?
That's right. She's a Donian Burger. Everybody knows that. All right, we're going to take a little break. We're going to do a little countdown when we come back. It's hard to get down, what did we say, 73 songs that were written about Fat Boy's diet.
Yeah.
We've gotten them down to the top five most played and requested. We'll count them down from 5 to 1 right after this.
Now back to Matt, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
You better lose some weight, stop the eating, the feeding, the cheating, or your belly's gonna grow. Cause Fat Boy just won't stop, do not eat all those nachos. This is the reason people still call you Fat Boy. You better lose some weight, you are growing, not slowing, it's showing. Pretty soon you will explode. And if you don't cut carbs and lard, you will never know how it feels to look down and see your penis. Yo!
Yo. That was actually... number 6 on the list, but we said we were going to do a top 5.
Yeah, but we gave you the top 6. It's rejoin song.
That's right. It's Jimmy's rejoin week. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's 8:33. We're going to have tickets today to the Planet's Not So Silent Night concert. That is Thursday night with POD, Nonpoint, and Greenville's very own Islander. A low-dose show, $20 at the Firmament here in Greenville. Thursday night. Oh, it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. You can text the word night with an N is 72341. And we'll give you a bounce back of how you can purchase tickets. $20 for three bands plus additional. Do you want to do the meet and greet? $25. You get to hang out with me and Jimmy in the bar for an hour before the show starts.
Yeah, $5 upgrade to the VIP one. You get in an hour early, hang out with us, get right up in front of the stage. You know what, man? Mikey from Outer, it was his birthday yesterday, too. We have the same birthday, so it kind of be like his homecoming party, birthday party, unofficial P1 Christmas party. Basically, you'd be a fool if you're not at the Firmament on Thursday evening.
His whole family should be there then.
I bet they will.
They should be.
I know his brother Chris will be there. He's in the band.
Thank you. He should. I hope he's there. All right, so almost a year ago, Fatboy echoed his previous New Year's resolution, said he'd like to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah.
At last count, and I don't even know the last time we weighed you, but at last count, you were plus 9.8 pounds.
Yes.
Well, guess what? I'm going to do it again.
You're going to lose 100 pounds next year?
It's going to be a goal for the next year.
I really wish you wouldn't. I mean, I wish you would make it a personal goal and just not share it.
Well, that's what I usually do with most things in my life.
Oh, okay.
But this one is really going to happen.
Yeah. Good job.
Look at me.
I'm excited.
It's going to happen.
Why are you crossing your eyes when I look at you?
Oh, jeez.
It is now time to reveal. Yeah, that Greenville. Reveal the top five Fat Boy diet songs of 2018. This was a tough list to tabulate because we had to look at requests, we had to look at texts and tweets, and then also by the player, which ones had played the most. And here we are, coming in at number five. This one, called eloquently, Eat a Effin' Salad, Fat Boy.
Yes, this is wonderful.
Fat Boy was feeding and treating and munching on the Funyuns. And just when he weighed in, I think he broke the scale. I shouted, eat a f***ing salad, Fat Boy. Eat some f***ing veggies, right? Eat a f***ing salad, Fat Boy. Step on a treadmill and eat a f***ing salad or you'll die. Or you'll die.
Oh. That right there. Eat a effing salad, Fat Boy.
Number five on the list. That's a strong one. So imagine the top four. Just great.
Well, it really is.
Because that was awesome.
You know, earlier I was saying, who is a musician that has crossed over all genres of music? And we pointed to several, but specifically Elvis. You know, he had certainly a gospel and rock and roll and, hell, even country.
Yeah.
Just like Fat Boy. Coming in at number four, a country Fat Boy diet song. This one's called Before He Eats. Number four, 93.3 The Planet.
Top Casey five. Kasem.
Countdown. The Fat Boy Top 5 Diet Songs of 2018 right here on the planet.
Fat Boy is always out munching on some late night snacks and his belly's never shrinking. Fat Boy has already finished a couple bags of chips and a box of Twinkies. Fat Boy only goes to Planet Fitness on pizza day for free food and no cardio.
First Tuesday of every month.
It's food bar grows. 'Cause he got a Big Mac, super size with a refill on his Coke and extra fries. Got bacon and loaded up the cheese. That boy hasn't missed a dinner in his whole life. Don't know how he has a wife. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats.
That's mean as hell.
Well, that's why, I mean, at least he didn't write a song about killing him and putting him in the trunk.
That's true.
What Carrie Underwood usually does.
Yeah, and Eminem.
And the Dixie Chicks.
That was just one time with Earl.
Remember Stand by... it was Stand by Dixie Chicks and Earl by Eminem?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
also.
Right. Goodbye, Stan.
You know, we were saying, had Elvis lived into the 80s, 90s, and beyond, oh, man, it might have been a travesty. It might have tarnished his legacy.
It would have.
If Elvis had been around in the 80s, 90s even, you might have heard songs like this. This one, I don't even want to set it up. This right here, see if you can play along and tell what this is a parody to. Number three on the Fat Boy Diet Songs of 2018 right here on the official morning show of Yeah That Greenville. Talking about the Rise Guys.
Fat Boy is wild, filling up again. He's never going to lose a pound. Fat Boy is wild.
10.
Eating the day away.
He eats a candy bar. He eats a Mallow bar. He eats potato chips. Puts them in onion dip. He drinks the drinks that contain a lot of sugar. He picks his nose and he even eats the boogers.
Oh, fatty boy. Fatty boy. Fatty boy.
Fat boy is round. Filling up again. He's never gonna lose a pound. Fat boy is round. Filling up again. He's never gonna lose a pound.
There's a couple inaccuracies.
Chumbawamba.
You don't like onion dip.
Hate onion dip. And I only drink diet soda.
Yeah, I don't like onion dip either. I like salsa.
How the hell is that in the top five?
Because it's good.
It's funny.
Played it a lot. People loved it. We asked on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, hey, which one's your favorites?
Eating the day away. It's catchy, man.
It don't sound bad. That sounds cool.
P1 Rebel Simpson asking on Twitter, what about Weird Al Yankovic? He did all the genres in the 90s. That's true. There's no polka Fat Boy songs.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Don, also no Zydeco.
Don in Columbia.
Dan.
Dan in Columbia.
Dan and
about
Sandy.
A polka Fat Boy diet song.
Remember, it's Dan and Sandy.
Sandy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I called her Cindy, too.
Don and Cindy.
Yeah.
My uncle was in a polka band. They got stranded at the Chicago airport. And
that was Milwaukee. Stranded in automobiles.
It was Milwaukee. They got stranded. They
had to drive back in the U-Haul.
I know. Yeah. That was Home Alone.
And they gave a ride to that that redheaded lady who was trying to see your kid.
Yeah.
And then after Wagons East, he died, your uncle.
Yeah.
Because he was Don Candy.
And he was laying in the bed listening to the radio, and then he learned how to do rhythm.
That was Steve Martin.
Okay.
That was Navin Johnson.
Yeah.
God, I'm not getting one pet. There's a game in there somewhere.
These oil cans are exploding.
I don't know, Todd.
I don't know, Margo. You know, New Kids on the Block announced they're going on tour again, like 30, 35 years together,
or back together.
They really, kind of after the Beatles, started the whole boy band movement again.
Yeah, they brought it back.
And this song right here, coming in at number two on the top five Fat Boy diet songs of 2K18. This one is called Everybody.
Fat Boy's body is so blobby. Fat Boy's body. Fat Boy's body sucks. Fat Boy's fat as sh**.
Everybody's moving a little bit on this one.
Oh my God, he's fat again. Gained more weight than his way in. Cause he's been eating nachos, chowing down. Cause now his gut is getting bigger than a cow. Yeah. Is Fat Boy flexible? No. Is he a healthy man?
No.
Is he sexual? Gross. Cause you cannot see his penis when he's looking.
As long as you can see it.
Fat Boy's body. Yeah. It's so blobby. Yeah. Fat Boy's body. Fat Boy's body sucks. Fat Boy's fat.
As what? I'm sorry?
Wow.
Fat boy!
Fat boy! There we are. Number two.
I can see that one because, you know, it's already going to be the biggest tour next year.
That's rough.
This is a popular song.
That was mean.
We started off at number five with Eat an Effin' Salad, Fat Boy. Number four, to Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats, it was Before He Eats.
Yep.
Number three, the great Chumbawamba parody. And that one, Fat Boy's Body, the Everybody Backstreet Boys parody song by Daniel in Columbia.
Great tune. It's a great tune. Love that song.
This one right here, a personal favorite.
It's the worst one.
And that had nothing to do with why it's number one. Jimmy can, he's a statistician, he is. Mm-hmm. He used to be an esthetician.
Yeah, I was
but then he got constipated.
Sucked at that.
Oh, jeez.
This one's great. Why
this
you
one
it?
Right here, dude. There's never been a parody song in 15 years on the show that gives me chills and almost makes me well up listening to it.
This is a beautiful song. Why do you hate it, Fat Boy? Because you hate beauty?
It's too long. We'll see you in 10 minutes. I'm gonna go take a break anyway.
It's like 90 seconds.
That's not true. You know, I am not convinced yet that this is Sandy. I am not convinced yet that this isn't the real Lady Gaga.
I love this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, number one Fat Boy Diet song of 2018, A Diet Star Is Born.
This is inspirational music.
Hand me them Kleenexes, Paige.
Lose some weight, fat boy. Are you eating just to fill a void? Always wanting more. Having seconds and then thirds and fourths. He's munching. Always at Wendy's or McDonald's, getting large fries. And now his chins have a bunch of folds. He can't stop eating, stuffing his pie hole. That's why his gut is round. Eats a whole pizza, then some fajitas. He keeps putting on the pounds. He's a fat, fat, fat boy. He's a fat.
I mean, it really is. Paige, wake up, fat boy. Oh, it's beautiful. A Diet Star Is Born, the number one fat boy diet song of 2018.
I can't clap for that list.
Oh, save us, Lord. Oh, wow, it's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'd like to license that to the folks that own the pavilion. I want that into an ice skating musical.
Can you imagine?
About dieting. And a love affair of eating.
To work out a fair pay structure.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow, we do all of us the top five Rise Guys parody songs of 2018. Make sure you get in your voice. Why is everybody so somber? I mean, that was a pretty song,
no,
but let's amp
so
it up
beautiful.
A little bit.
It's just, it's so pretty that you just got to reflect on it for a minute after you hear it. You just have to.
You got a little water in your eyes?
No, it's tears.
Number three should have been number one.
Yeah. Well, I can't go number two without going number one.
That's true, man.
You can't do it, so it makes it number three.
Yeah, it does.
All right, we're going to take a little break as we all celebrate Fat Boy today. We're going to celebrate him even more later on with a little bit of gaming action. Your chance to win tickets to the Planet's Not So Silent Night this Thursday night with Nonpoint, with Islander, and, of course, the headliners, P.O.D., Rise Guys Beer Box is available, and much, much more. It's the Rise Guys, guys. More
Rock at Work. A 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Tell you what, I was a day late and a dollar short. I wore my flannel boxers today.
You needed them yesterday more so?
I think so.
Yeah. It just got cold in here like it does.
I was just thinking, and I, you know, in today's climate, I'm just going to pose this question in the room, and you can kind of...
pose it.
Paige, do your panties change during the wintertime? You know what I'm saying by that? The thickness, or like, I know them, the other day, here's why I'm referencing this. The other day, you made a reference to when Miss Wild was in here.
Uh-huh.
Text Wild to 72341. You said something about wearing see-through pink panties. And I was like, I hope she ain't wearing them when it's real cold outside, because I think you'd need a little more fluff back there, no?
No.
Wow.
I don't wear big panties.
Good girl.
No.
Suffer.
Or flannel.
Well, no, I just wore a flannel.
Flannel panties?
I wore one pair of flannel boxers. That's it. I don't even know why I have them, to be honest with you. I think I bought them for a ski trip.
Yeah. Sure.
But like thongs, I know, are kind of outdated now. I think now cheekies are the thing, and the boy shorts.
Yeah, I was reading this morning about the invention of thongs. I really was.
Why?
I just happened to see it. And I started reading it.
This is why he's Google fingers. He has the thoughts we all have, but he Googles it to get the answers to the questions.
The thong was it became a thing in New York City in 1939 because the mayor of New York made a thing where, I guess, a rule. I don't know if it was actually a law, but he declared that strippers had to wear some kind of underwear. And, of course, they wanted the smallest thing possible, so it became the thong or the G-string as we know it today.
No kidding.
Yep. It was invented, apparently, by strippers, or for strippers, at least.
Makes sense.
Wow. Before that, they were just naked.
Oh, wow, that could have been interesting.
But stripper, you know.
But they would probably come out wearing, like, big, like, Ric Flair robes and stuff. Like, yeah. The strippers back then, you know, come up and see me sometime. Yeah. You know, they had all the big garter belts.
Like Mae West.
You throw your gold bouillon up on the stage, boy, I'll show you a little leg.
What can I see for 2 bits? It rhymes with that.
And now, I guess thongs are going away, but they'll be back in a few years. You know they will.
It's yeah.
Cyclical.
But isn't it funny, like, this is another thing, talking about, you know, me and my rally cry to try to be able to say the S word or T word for boobs, is that why is the butt crack offensive? Why is the, I get the other parts, but the butt crack is offensive. You have to wear that, because that's, I get the front part, right?
Yeah.
But the back part. A little bit of crack you can show. Remember Carpetone Baby? That was a baby.
Yeah.
Show a little butt crack on there. But if it's too much, they'll pixelate it away. What's with the crack? What is with that? Nobody has answers.
Well, I've
seen
mean,
some of them.
Trying to be PC.
Because we've been told that it's wrong.
I mean, you could, you know, it's, I think there's nothing wrong with it unless you are looking at it from the other side. But just like the bare butt is fine if you don't bend over.
Yeah,
yeah, I've noticed that on Instagram.
Yeah,
like you can put a bare ass on there, but yeah. Not you can't like bend over and pooch it out.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, you can't show more than just like the surface of the butt.
You can't show your bits.
You don't want the algorithm to think that's a pink top.
Can't show any of the parts involved. You can just show the surface of.
Isn't that crazy?
And that's okay.
Well, here's something else then. If you see if you have an answer to this, why is it in other parts of the world pornography is still pixelated?
I don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Hey, big boy, why don't you drop that shilling and I'll show you my gremlin.
Well,
that's awful.
Oh, man.
Back then, man, when, like, if all the women, were, like, sexy women were like Mae West back then,
yeah.
I might have been either asexual or just preferred the company of men in, like, 1930.
Oh, they would have hung you at high noon.
Say, miss, could you swing them around? It's like a helicopter, could you?
But the, you know, the before the 20s, it was the roaring 20s, they were kind of sexy, and then the 30s. Yeah.
This is a player piano, Paige. Come over here. I can use my hand.
Well, I think like 1930s and 40s sexy. I'm like, all right, well, you probably had some women who were like Madonna in A League of Their Own, and that would have been fine.
Let me get some Aspirella. Nah.
You have a bunch of Marla Hooches.
No.
But they
Marla Hooches or Madonna's friend Rosie.
They wore some
all the way
cool.
May Morbido.
Pretty cool platform shoes and some, they were into stocking, so
yeah.
Their garters and lingerie was kind of cool.
Awesome.
I mean, that's what the pinup stuff is like, the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yeah, by the time the 50s came around, like, we figured sexy out real good.
Uh-huh.
I saw a kid for Halloween in a Rockford Peaches outfit. Knowing the kid has no clue what the movie is.
No.
But I wanted to walk up to her and say, hey, did you see old Forrest Gump pee for 10 minutes?
Well, you're as fine as cream gravy, young lady.
Jimmy Dugan, fat boy.
Is that where that comes from?
What?
Dugan.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, what could we say other than Jimmy taught us about thongs today?
Yeah. They've been around since 1939, thanks to strippers in New York City.
I came here, I heard you have the best flapjacks in the town. And pancakes, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Right.
I laughed
ahead
of your punchline because I knew where he was going with it.
Thank you,
Jimmy. Hey, you're a joker, are you?
That's why I let you be my best friend.
Oh, thank you.
You
thank
win.
You. Thank you for the honor.
And
the
that's
privilege.
Up for election every 4 years.
Oh,
just
really?
Like the presidency.
Nice.
Really.
No midterms?
Yeah.
I run again in 2020.
That's right.
Last time I ran unopposed.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. 4 years ago, you went running anywhere. We'll take a little break. We'll come back, but now you can. Right after this. Morning, everybody. Yeah.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3.
The Planet.